devotionals with women, and I had the opportunity of the four general sessions, and I preached from the book of Titus. The theme of the camp was how to live godly in an ungodly world. Of course, that was in Spanish. ¿Cómo vivir una vida piadosa en un mundo impío? I forgot what the title was in Spanish. Anyways, the word in Spanish for godly is piedad or piety. And the last message of the camp I titled, Pon tu piedad en acción, or put your piety in action. And before you put your piety in action, you need to have the knowledge found in Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, as servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and to the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. And one of the interpretations or translations of that verse is that to have godliness, you need to have knowledge. A knowledge of God, a knowledge of His Word, an understanding of where we are and who we are in Jesus Christ. But what I would like to share with you this evening comes from the last message I preached there about show me what you got. You ever been to in a team with a manager, a coach, and a new guy comes on the team and shows up and he wants to be a part of the team? And the coach says, okay, show me what you got. His ability to run, his ability to handle a ball, soccer, football, his ability to do something. He goes there with the expectation, I want to be a part of this team. Coach says, that's great, that's fine. Okay, show me what you got. And that's the kind of the idea, one of the emphases here in the book of Titus that Paul is bringing out about seeing things that are visible from God and that ought to be visible in our own life as Christians. This is one of Paul's emphases in the book of Titus. And let's notice some of those words that we find here in chapter 1, verse 3. But hath in due times manifested his word. Manifest, made known, made clear. Verse 7. For a bishop must be blameless. That's something very obvious to everyone. He is blameless in his home and is blameless in his life. Verse 13. This testimony is true. A testimony is seen. You and I, we have a testimony in our work, in our family. Verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable. This is talking about the Grecians. And disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. They have works. They see that their works are terrible. It goes against them. Chapter 2, verse 7. And all these things, and all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Showing something very visible, to be seen, to be noted by others. Chapter 2, verse 10. Not, what was the word I was going to use in Spanish? Not defrauded. I got a strange word here in English. Purloining? Never heard of it before, because I don't use my English Bible. But in Spanish, it's defrauding. Anyways, verse 10, that they may adorn something that is adorned, something that is painted, something that is worked, that is like a Christmas tree, ornaments. You can see that. Verse 11, for the grace of God hath that bringeth salvation hath appeared. That is seen. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God. Verse 14, that he might purify unto himself a people of his own, zealous of good works. Something that is seen, visible. Chapter 3, verse 1, put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready. That word ready, to every good work. We'll get to that word a little bit later. Good work. How about chapter 3, verse 2? But at the middle of the verse, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Something very visible, a testimony. Chapter 3, verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. Chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Good works, and then verse 14, the same thing, that they might occupy is the verb in Spanish, occupy themselves unto good works, or to maintain good works. Something is seen. And Paul is emphasizing this aspect. Maybe we could say the book of Titus is in the Pauline epistles, like the book of James. James talks about works. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Or show you your faith without works and I'll show you my faith with my works. We just got done reading John chapter 3 about salvation. And we know according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, 8, 9 and 10, or 8 and 9, that faith cometh by, excuse me, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We know that. But what type of works are we involved in? What are the things that we show others that we belong to Christ? Pastor mentioned this morning, we prayed for Houston, and the things that are going on there. A lot of people are doing good things, helping out neighbors. But what is the difference between an unsaved person helping out his neighbor, saving a life maybe, and a Christian in his daily life showing works? Is there a difference? Should there be a difference? Paul used God as an example about showing things. Go back to chapter 1, verse 3. God hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. God revealed his word. And that is what we have taken to Venezuela. Always get Venezuela in there first. It's like a number of children you have. You start off the first one, you get to the last one, the one you're actually calling for. So I go, Spain. But in Venezuela and in Spain, we use the Word of God. It is the Word of God, not our philosophies, not our logic. It is the Word of God. God revealed his Word to us. We have his Word. He didn't just speak it, but he chose those men to write his Word, and we have his Word. It's something very obvious. Another example of God showing something, manifesting. Chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. He has revealed his grace. We are trophies of his grace. If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God has done a work of grace in your life. And that's the amazing thing. That ought to be seen in and through us to others. But God appeared. His grace appeared. Chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He will show us his blessed hope in the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the fourth thing God has shown us, chapter 3 and verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, but in verse 4, God has shown us his kindness and his love. If God has shown us and manifested and revealed all these things to us, we too as his children should show to the world who we are. What do they know of us? At work, at school. What do they see in us? Anything attractive? Put your piety in action. Flesh out godliness. Let's go. We'll just see 3 points this evening. First one is found in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. After he speaks of the elders and the women also and the young people, there in chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, be prudent, a key word there for each group. He gets to verse 9, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. In Spanish, it's not back-talking, respondones. Don't talk back. Not defrauding, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. First point. Are you decorating your tree? A little early for Christmas, isn't it? But our tree is what God has done in us through Jesus Christ, the grace of God. That word there is cosmosin. I might have a little Spanish twist to that word in Greek, because that's the way I use it. But it means to adorn, to decorate, to put in order, make attractive. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we dress, are we like a magnet just drawing people some way by what they hear, by what they see, to the Lord Jesus Christ? We know clearly that we're not saved by works, and since we know we're not saved by works, sometimes I get the idea that people shun the idea about doing good works, but they forget Ephesians 2:10. We're not saved by works, but Ephesians 2:10 states that we are saved unto, to do, before ordained, to do good works. How are we adorning? How are we decorating? Putting in order, making attractive the grace of God in our lives. That's what we have to do in Spain. We're foreigners, and we're not liked. We pass out tracts. I remember passing out tract one time, a number of times, but one time in Salamanca, before we went over to the place where we're at now. And the person took it, and the first thing that they do as Roman Catholics is to look for the symbol of the Catholic Church, the approval. And if it's not there, it immediately goes to the floor, to the ground, or to the trash can. And so he got the tract, looked at it, very interesting, started looking, just a fold over, and went to the back and saw the name of the church that we were attending at that time in Salamanca area. Looked at it again, but then walked by a trash can and put it right in there. And it's been stated a number of times, even though we continue to do it, we pass out tracts, but it's the least likely way for someone to get a contact with about sharing the gospel. Might be that way in certain areas where you are living and working. The best way in Spain is to get to know your neighbors and let them see that you're not there to attack them, to attack their religion, but just to show them what the grace of God is like. We can say that, we can speak that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But they're so blinded to God's word that they can't hear it. They need to also see. And so we're involved in decorating the grace of God in our lives to others. Adorn, decorate, put in order, make attractive. Is that what we're doing with the grace of God in our lives? Each one of you are involved, as I am, in a mission field, wherever you live. Your work, your school, your place of an employment, it doesn't matter. We all have a place to minister. And we all have a place to decorate the grace of God to others, to make it attractive by our lifestyle. The second point is found in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Paul says, remember, put them in mind what they're supposed to do to be these the Christians and the believers, to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. I like the word ready there in verse 3. The word has to do with being willing. Willing, a willingness to do good works. But also that has with it the idea of enthusiasm or being aggressive in your good works. The idea is to go out looking for an opportunity to do something for someone else. We were just in Messina, New York, northern New York, last week for my father's 90th birthday. And my father made a comment about his way of thinking. He sanded down a mailbox post. Is that what you call it? Okay. And was expecting someone to paint it. And we said, well, why didn't you ask someone to paint it? He said, well, I thought it was obvious that it needed painting. And that's the way some people think. So I went out there to paint it. And he came out to supervise and to paint it also. And so we painted it together. But the idea here, ready, willingness, with enthusiasm. Oh, okay, I'll do some good works. At the camp there in Utah, there was one young person. He was just walking slowly, coming into services, flopping down in his seat and crossing his arms and just bearing up on the services so he can go out and play and be with the other young people. Nothing wrong with playing, being with the other young people. But he just kind of, the word scuffled, walked slowly, dragging his feet, coming into services. Oh, I was so tempted. I see people like that. I just like to use my soccer foot, which I don't have, but but I, you know, you just kind of like to encourage people to move along, to get with it, to be enthusiastic about God's service, about God's ministry, about God's church. Not just to drag your feet and walk in, you know, another service, another activity. Oh, just we got to do this, we got to do that. But that word is so interesting, ready, willingness, and with enthusiasm, being aggressive in your good works. Take the initiative. Look for things to do to show others what God has done for you. And in verse 2, I thought it was very interesting. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, or to not to fight, not a fighter. And that word in Greek is some close to Spanish. It's the word amachos. You understand what the word macho is? Someone who wants to take control and maybe be a bully? Well, in Greek, the letter A negates the word amachos, not a fighter, not a brawler. And so we're not a fighter. We're not involved in arguments. Pastor mentioned that this morning, how we can easily get sidetracked by political ideas and philosophies and points of view. And when they just fight about this and fight about that and see who can trump the other in talking. No pun intended. Not a fighter. But what does it say here in verse 2? But gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. One of my weaknesses is, of my many weaknesses, is driving. And I'm just sure that people can hear me, what I say in my car, they can hear it in their car. So I just tell them how to drive, you know, and what they should be doing, should not be doing. But that's not meekness. Meekness is realizing that God allows things to come into our lives to mold us, to correct us, to show us, to be like Him. Patience with others. Are we showing what God has done in our lives? And the third thing, found in chapter 3, verses 8 and 14. And I'm going to translate it from, you might already have this in your version. A close second to the Hebrew and Greek text is the Spanish Bible, of course. Verse 8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I want and insist with firmness in order that those who believe in God would procure to occupy themselves in good works. You got your Spanish Bible there, Marilyn? Oh, I was going to ask you for your help in that translation. But what I really want to emphasize is to procure, or procurar, that's procure, isn't it? Yeah. Occupy yourself in good works. In other words, to occupy yourself is to be devoted to. The word is proistemi, with the Spanish accent. To fix, to be established. In other words, a way of life that provides a necessary model to lead others, to influence and impact others by your example. Verse 8 in what you have before you. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they who have believed in God might be careful or occupy themselves in good works. These things are good and profitable unto all men. Verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain or occupy themselves, be devoted to fix, to establish a way of life, to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. We are saved by faith, not by works. But what we have to do in Spain, I believe everyone needs to do wherever God has placed them. And I shared before that just recently we are getting to have at least a hello, good day, buenos dias to our neighbors that wouldn't speak to us before. And I go to the bread store, not because I need to go there, but just because I know that's where people are. And to be around them and be there and getting to know people. And one time I went there, and my neighbor was there, and he started telling everybody in the bread store who I was. This Americano, this American, a missionary. I didn't want to be known as an American missionary, even though it was very obvious. But he made it known, and we just get to know people, our neighbors. And I leave you with one prayer request. This coming Thanksgiving, about the idea of inviting our neighbors, since we have come to know them more, and there's more confidence there among us with them, to invite them to a Thanksgiving meal and to share with them the origin of Thanksgiving and what that means spiritually, to be thankful, because of Romans chapter 1 mentions about they were unthankful to God and they left, went away being unthankful. And so I want to be occupied, devoted to, fixed and established, having a way of life that provides a necessary model to lead others, to influence and impact others by my example in Spain and by your example wherever God places you. That's missions. Fleshing out the grace of God in our lives. We can do what others are doing. Like in Houston, we can be a good neighbor. We can help. But can we go beyond that with enthusiasm, with an aggressiveness to do good and help others? And that it might be something that impacts and influences others because it's a part of our lives. Thank you so much for being a strong, doctrinally strong church and praying for us and your support over the years in Venezuela and now in Spain. Thank you so much. And we thank the Lord for a faithful church like this. And we ask that you'll continue to pray for us, that as we finish up our work in the Azuqueca Baptist Church, turning the work over, Lord willing, to Marco Iturralde and helping him to get established as the pastor of the work, and then seeking the Lord's direction on helping him staying there while whatever the Lord has for us, or moving on to help the Bredettes and the Romains someplace in northern Spain, that the Lord will make that clear to us. We're looking forward to getting back, as I already mentioned, to the class, the Sunday morning class. I think I mentioned it there. Getting back to our house, our bedroom, our bed, our bathroom, our table, our refrigerator. Well, we thank you so much for the privilege you've given us to serve our Lord and to be an extension of your church there in Spain, that we might show the grace of God in and through us to others, that they might come to know Christ as your Savior. Pastor.
Well, as they're preparing to go home and to be back there and to their things, there's a couple of things upon their heart and mind as far as what might kind of hinder that a little bit, a little thing called like a hurricane out there that could pause a little bit, and we're praying for safe travel at the end of this week. It's been good to have you back, and so glad that you were able to come. Would you stand with me tonight, and as we close, how exciting to see, in a sense, Spain by way of the video and the lives and the people and the things and the fast pace of the things that the team there is going through. Let's pray for the success of the gospel, where God has obviously placed a tremendous burden in the hearts of an awful lot of people to take the gospel there, be yet the response, because of the darkness of the hearts, has been very slow. So let's bow and close tonight in prayer. Brother Chuck Smith, you've been there before, home on furlough, looking at going back home, going south. Why don't you pray for this precious couple?